The influence of African and Afro-Caribbean music is worldwide, but hearing it in its purest form is something else again. Intricate polyrhythms are its signature. They're the kind of rhythms that go straight to the body. It might take your mind a while to figure out what's going on with all that percussion, but your body knows right away where the groove is. It's vocalist Con McKay's task to glide over all that rhythm, which is what she does in the band Jamaric. His debut CD is called Fechal, a word that means dance in one of the languages of Senegal. And Conma is with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. I was trying to find a way to sort of define what makes African music African, and it at least has something to do with the interplay of a lot of different rhythms, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And for me, it's the feel.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, like you said, the drums just tell your body what to do, and you connect somehow, just listen to that music.
Well, long after the drums have told my body what to do and I'm moving to the rhythm, mm-hmm. my mind is still trying to figure out how to count off the rhythm.
You know?
Where's one, where's two, but somehow it all locks in together, doesn't it?
Yeah, you connect, you find a beat and you connect to it, and somehow you're in sync with it,
you know,
without too much thought.
Your thought only gets in the way.
Yes, exactly.
In so many areas, right?
Right.
How did you get the musicians in your band? How did you folks get to the point where you could really credibly deliver those rhythms?
Well, the band was together for many years before I came along.
Uh-huh.
Members of the band, they traveled to West Africa and learned, you know, drumming techniques and things like that. And they've been playing for many years before I even moved to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So about 7 years ago, I worked with the lead guy in the band, Kopono Siadi. His wife and I worked together,
mm-hmm.
and he found out that I sang, and he asked me if I would like to be a part of it. And I went to my first rehearsal, and I was locked in ever since.
Sounds like fun.
It was very fun.
You having a good time?
Absolutely.
Well, why don't you give me an idea of what some of the songs are that you do? Could you do that?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Liberia, West Africa. I'm from mm-hmm. the Bassa tribe. I left Liberia many years ago when I was 11 years old. But the songs, a lot of the songs that I do in the band are songs that I learned when I was a little girl. And I grew up in a very religious family. My father's a preacher. So a lot of the songs are kind of worship songs,
mm-hmm.
not specifically to a religion, but more of like a positivity, you know, giving praises, giving thanks, being, you know, happy for being alive and grateful. So a lot of the songs are geared towards that.
It's pretty much one of the fundamental sort of jobs of music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Even if you don't understand what I'm saying, because I think Jamaric is the one chance musically, because I play in different music groups too, but Jamaric is the one group that I'm in, band that I'm in, that I'm able to completely let go. And it's almost like being in the spirit or something. So my heart is felt more than anything,
mm-hmm.
I think, and people feel it. Even if you don't know what I'm saying, you feel where it's coming from.
Well, that feeling that you get must take you back to the feeling you first got when you started singing as a little girl.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Which is a pretty good bellwether of whether it's working or not.
Yes, and it's effortless, so there's not a lot of thinking involved, because it's just I just become it when I'm doing it.
Well, is there something you could sing for us this morning?
Sure. Okay. The song, like I said, a lot of the songs are, you know, very just positive, being grateful.
Yeah.
You know, and this one is called Abba Anaji. So it's Abba Anaji, Abba Anaji, Aji on that is yawning queen, Aji on that need one need you. Wimble I can yon assembly, Wimble I can yon assembly. Akonja Pwanadia, Adi on that Ninzian in Queen, Adi on that Ninquan in Dio.
What language was that?
Bassa.
And what did it say?
It's just saying, we have come to give thanks, we have come to ask for forgiveness, we have come to ask for praises, and just pretty much giving thanks to the Creator for existing. You know?
That's fairly amazing for anyone to be able to do that, you know, for any people to be able to focus that much on. And so that was kind of what you grew up around, that
yes.
kind of spirit yes. of celebration.
My mother's a singer, so, you know, she sang these songs. She wrote Bassa songs, too, so I learned a lot of that from her. And, I mean, I didn't tap into it until tap back into it until I moved to Hawaii and became a part of this band. So it definitely awakened something inside of me that I can't really explain. And I'm so grateful for the connection back home, you know.
Can we sneak in another song?
Absolutely. This one, it's a cover. It's the only cover song we have on our CD, and it's the original artist was Prince Nico of Nigeria, and this one is called Sweet Mother. I can just do something quick from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet mother, I never forget you. For the suffer where you suffer for me, yeah. When I dey cry, my mother will carry me. She go say, my pikin, wait till you dey cry, yo, yo. Stop, stop. Stop, stop. Stop, stop. Make you don't cry again, yo.
What would those last lines mean?
It's a song in appreciation of mothers. And it's saying, when I would cry, my mother would carry me. She could say, my pikin. Pikin is a way that we say, little youth. Mm-hmm. You know, my pikin. My pikin? Why are you crying? Stop crying. Pretty much it's like nurturing. Mother nurturing is on an appreciation of the divine feminine.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. That's such a fundamental thing. Again, the mother singing to her child. The child singing a song of gratitude back.
Yes.
Yeah. All goes back, and I think the quality of a song is so closely tied to what the song is saying.
Absolutely, and I think I knew the song ever since I was a little girl, but I have two children of my own, so it just resonates a little bit more, and I understand the appreciation now, like what my mother did for me because of what I do for my children. So the song has new meaning for me since I have my own children.
Well, it sounds like a lot of these songs have meaning for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's great to hear about it. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Kadma Kay is the vocalist in Jamarik, whose debut CD is called Fechal, a word that means dance in one of the languages of Senegal. The band's CD release party is this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Kaka'ako Agora in Honolulu, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.